is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book, Gan HaShalom, Gan HaPeace, Baruch Shalom, Arav Shlita. Learning in the Hebrew version, and we're in page 228 of the book. We're learning in this chapter about phenomenon which is not common, and Bezat Hashem doesn't happen to many people. But Rav Arash says, nonetheless, we need to learn from it what we can. What's the phenomenon we're talking about? We're talking about the case of a husband that gets thrown out of this house because his wife's had enough. The arguments have got too much. She can't do anything with him. He's not changing. Whatever the situation is, it's got to that point where she's thrown him out. Rice is explaining how this is all for the good. A person accepts it with emunah, they'll grow from it. They'll learn to fix themselves, they'll learn how to pray, they'll learn how to respect their wife. It'll be a very good thing, and they'll come back to the home and it'll be much better than it ever was. A person does not accept it with emunah, it will destroy him, his wife, and his kids. Tov. We continue. Chashuv ma'od she'abal lo yitzchak et ha'sha'ah l'mahelach zol l'vaita. It's very important that the husband does not force the hour and try to come back into the home too quickly. Ela ya'amin be'emunah shleimah. Rather, his job is to believe with emunah shleimah, complete emunah, she'borei yodeh et hazman ha'nachon l'chach. To believe that Hashem knows the correct time for this, correct time for him to return, not to force it. V'yamtim l'shuat Hashem b'sablanut. You should wait for Hashem's salvation with patience. Rav Nachman talks several places in Likutei Moran about the importance of not being dochek et hasha'ah, not to force the hour in anything. Here's an example. Hashem has a plan about when things are meant to happen. It's not good for us to force the hour. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. If you're meant to buy that house, you're going to buy that house. You don't need to keep ringing up the buyer and haranguing him and pressuring him. And that's not emunah. That's kochi v'atzem yadi. Forcing the hour means that I did it. Don't worry, leave it to me. I'll sort it out. Right? That's me, kochi v'atzem yadi, forcing it. Look what I achieved. So either I achieve it, in which case I'm full of gava, look what I did. Or I don't achieve it, and then I'm full of blame and guilt, and I got it wrong, I shouldn't have done it, whatever. My job is to want and to hope and to pray, but not to force the issue on any issue, even if it seems to me a good thing. If it's a good thing, I should pray for it, and if Hashem agrees with me, it'll happen. Hashem doesn't agree with me because it wasn't a good thing, no matter how much seemed to me to be the right thing. Let's just make it happen. What happens if someone makes it happen? So there's two options. Either Hashem stands up against him and knocks him out of the way and says, it's not going to happen. Or Hashem says, fine, go ahead. And then see what happens. And if it's not what Hashem wanted, it means because it wasn't good for me, and I go ahead and force the issue, so I'm going to get it, but it's going to be the way, it's going to be terrible. It's not going to be good. So our job, one of our tasks, is not to force. We have to know, however, it brings up a question. So we're not meant to force the issue, but we're also not meant to sit on the sofa and stare at the ceiling and say, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We still have to get out there and act, do stuff. Right? Hashem created us to actually do.
How do we know if we're forcing the issue?
Yeah, fair. So that's
versus
fair.
Just doing what we should be doing.
Right, so it's a good question. It's a very good question. I asked Rav Maimon this question, Bli Nedev, roughly this question last week. Came across it in one of the books of Rav Arash I was reading. And it talks about the fact over there that if a person has obstacles in his path, sometimes Hashem puts obstacles in our way in order to strengthen us, to give us more ratzon, so we have more desire. Right? When something's easy, we don't value it. But when we have to work hard, like you have a piece of Gemara and it's difficult, I don't understand it, that's good. It means I'm going to have to work harder and harder. And the fact that I work hard and I keep trying and I keep trying, it's very helpful. It grows my strength in my brain, and it grows my love for Torah, etc., etc., because it's difficult, because I overcome the difficulties to achieve it. If marriage was all easy, so it wouldn't be of any value. The fact that it's difficult, and there's lots of obstacles, but I still keep going. So that's getting through obstacles that are put in my path. If I want to get to Uman, and I've got no money, and then I get some money, and then I speak to some people, and some people say, oh, don't bother going there. I have to get through lots of obstacles, but that's a good thing. So how do I know when the obstacle is there for me to overcome, to knuckle down, put my strength, I'm going to overcome it, but strengthen myself? And when is the obstacle a message from Hashem to say, back off, this is not the direction that's good for you? Right? If I'm surfing the internet and I'm trying to click on a site that I shouldn't be clicking on, and it keeps going down every time I click on it, right? Should I say, this is Hashem strengthening me, he just wants me to put in more effort to overcome this obstacle? No, clearly not. Hashem is telling me, keep away. It's not good for you, I'm helping you out here. Right? He's putting an obstacle in my path to show this isn't a good, it's not a good path for you. How do I know which one it is? How do I know if Hashem wants me to strengthen myself at this point and keep going and overcome these obstacles in my path? Or not? Or Hashem is saying, stop forcing the hour, stop trying to push it, back off. Either this is not the path for you, or it is the path, but not yet. You know, relax, calm down, it's going to happen, but don't try and force it. So that was pretty much the question I asked Rav Maimon, how do you know the difference between the two? So he said, I don't know how, I wrote down the answer in the book I was reading, I wrote it down in there, so I don't have it in front of me, but Blin Edet, I can recall this is what he said. The person has to... Torah? I think like this, Torah, Tefillah, and Tzadikim. You need Torah, Tefillah, and Tzadikim. You need Torah, you need all three of them to know. You need Torah because you need to know, is this what Hashem wants? Right? Is this good? Right? If you're surfing the internet and you're on a website, so if I have Torah, I know that this is not what Hashem wants. So in this area, if I'm being held back, just from the Torah, there's two other things as well, but just from Torah, basic law, this is not because Hashem wants me to overcome these obstacles to break into the internet. He doesn't want me to break the code to get around the internet filter, right? Because that's not Torah. So if I know Torah, if I have Torah, that's going to help me in partially answer these questions. Is this the derech of Torah or not? Right? If I know that, if I know the books of Rav Shalom, in terms of Torah, what Hashem wants from me, what he doesn't want from me. So just the basic knowing of what Hashem wants from me and what he doesn't. What the Torah, what Hashem wants from me, what the Torah demands of me. If I know that, then if I know it's something that Hashem wants from me, and there's an obstacle in the way, then I know I need to keep going because it's something that Hashem wants. For example, I know that Hashem wants me to learn Torah, right? It's an obligation on May or Jews to learn Torah. But if I find it difficult, there's obstacles in the way, so I know I should keep going. Because that's what Hashem wants, it's part of the commandment. But if it's a commandment not to do it, then not. So that's one thing. Next, he said, prayer. Person has to pray. Person has to, I think he said, a person has to pray. Hashem, what do you want from me here? Do you want me to keep going or you want me to stop? Right, I have to pray. It's part of my tibodidut. Hashem, you're stopping me. I want to open a new business. Right, a new business is not something that's asur, something that's looked at. It's not in the Torah. It's not in the Torah. It's nothing. I can't get a guidance from opening a Torah book as to whether or not I should be opening a new business right now. Right? Could be good, could not be. There's no. So I can't, from the derech of just Torah learning, I'm not going to get an answer. So if I try and open a new business and I have things which get in its way, right? Difficulties with the iriyah, difficulties with the funding it, whatever it is. I don't know if those difficulties are obstacles that Hashem just wants me to overcome to learn something. Or he's trying to say, you know what, don't bother with that, just stay in the yeshiva. How do I know which one it is? So in that case, I need to get out to the field. Say, Hashem, what do you want from me? You want me to carry on? Want me not to carry on?
Regarding that to your wife?
Regarding just like a general question of like, for example, things which are not clear. Forget the wife for a minute. Just general things, whether obstacles. So I can go out to the field and Hashem can show me the answer. Right? So that's one option. I can go in my hisbodadut. And Hashem will make it clear to me, you know what, this is a good idea, it's not a good idea. He'll enlighten me in the field. I'll understand. But then, third thing, if that doesn't work, right? Maybe, I know, for whatever reason, I'm just not getting anywhere with my hisbodadut. I'll go out and field, Hashem, should I do this business or not? I didn't get any answer. Nothing came down. No wiser now than when I went in before. Didn't help. So the third option is to go and speak to a tzaddik, speak to a holy person, and ask him. Ask him for his advice. And he said, depends on the situation, but one or more, all three of those you might need. If you have obstacles in your path, and you don't know whether Hashem is stopping you because he wants you to stop, or Hashem is stopping you because he wants you to make more effort, so turn to one of those. Torah, tefillah, or the tzaddikim. To ask what's Hashem trying to tell me here. Okay, does that help?
What about things like, so like you're buying an apartment,
yeah.
And you know that there's certain things that everyone does.
Like?
You know, like you go with real estate agent, you look at properties, you put a bid in, get a mortgage or not get a mortgage. You know, there's like a certain set of step by step by step, and everyone says this is what you have to do, and you're going through step by step by step.
Okay.
So that's perfectly normal. How do you know that is perfectly normal versus Hashem's putting a roadblock in you?
Where's your roadblock?
That's the question.
Tell me, in that process, for example, where's your roadblock?
I don't know.
Because the process itself is fine.
Right.
Anyone can go in the process. But the question is, if during that process, somewhere along the line...
The question is it a roadblock or is it perfectly normal?
So let's take an example so I understand. If a person's buying or selling a house, don't mind.
Either way, because you still have to deal with real estate agents. You still have to deal with attorneys.
Okay, so let's say... Let's say I'm buying a house. I'm going through the process of buying a house.
Right.
And I have a roadblock. So my roadblock is I can't find a house to buy. Or every time I try and buy a house, it falls through. It doesn't go ahead. Yeah? Or I found a house and I can't get a mortgage. Right? Something like that. That's what you mean. That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so that happens. So the question is now. So I now have two options. Hashem doesn't want me to go ahead. Or he does want me to go ahead and he wants me to make more effort, right?
Well, I have a story for that. We were looking at a house, and so I figured I really need some help. And we contacted the professionals, and they're going to meet us at the place. And I did 3 hours to the dude. I said, Hashem, I need a sign that even I can see. Mm-hmm. We opened the door, and... It's the overcast day. Water is dripping out from the ceiling of the kitchen. That's a pretty good sign.
Okay, so you answer your question then.
Right.
So you knew the answer.
I do the answer, but I want to give that as an example.
Oh, I see. Fine. So there we go. Okay. Yofi. Tov. So person can ask for a sign. That's it. Ask for a sign. Why not? I did the same when we moved to our house in Yad Binyamin. I asked Hashem for a sign. I didn't know if this was the right place for us to move to. I said, Hashem, if this is the right place, you've got to show me this is the right place. I have no clue what I'm doing here. I've never been to this place before. I've heard that it might be good. I have no clue. Maybe you don't want me to live here at all. If you want me to live here, you need to show me a sign. And he did. It became very clear that this was the place for us.
I mean, this book is really important.
And the more a person believes in Hashem, Hashem works mida keneged mida. If I believe that Hashem can show me a sign, then he can show me a sign. If I don't believe it, then he's got nothing to work with. Right? Because I'm not going to believe it anyway. Because what's he going to do? He's going to show me a sign and I'm going to say, well, that was random, that could have happened to anyone. I'm not going to believe it, so what's the point? But if I actually believe it, if I say, Hashem, you're going to show me, and I am going to believe 100%, because I'm going to know it's from you, then he's going to show me. Right? So it's a question of also where we're holding, that we can accept that Hashem speaks to us in that way. Tov. Okay, but anyway, in this case, what we're saying is, when you hit an obstacle, for example, his obstacle in the case we're talking about in the book, is his wife threw him out. Right? He shouldn't try to force the issue to get back into the house too soon. Right? Even though he thinks it's a good thing, you know, it's really good that I get back into the home, the kids need me, etc., etc. It's not good for me to be out at the home too long, blah, blah, blah. Right? But he shouldn't force the issue. When the time is right, Hashem knows it's good for him to be back in the home. So Hashem is going to move things forward, right? I'm currently being there trying to open a new business. It has taken a long, long time. Should have been open before Pesach. Should have been open by 1st of June. We're now heading towards the 1st of July, and Bli Neder, that's my next target date.
What is it, paperwork, contractors?
No, everything. Different things, most contractors and suppliers and different things. But I'm not pushing anyone. I'm not forcing the issue. I could call him up and say, look, this is long enough. How long do you need? Come on. You told me it was going to take 2 weeks and we're already 4 months. I can say all those things. What for? What's it? If Hashem wants it to happen, it's going to happen. And if not, well, I think I can do something that he doesn't want. I think that I can create something from my own telephone call, my own power, my own voice, my own threats, my own bribes, whatever it is. I think I can create something that Hashem wasn't going to put in place anyway. If Hashem wants it to open on that date, he's going to open on that date. And if he doesn't, it's not. And if I get involved in it and think that I did something, I called him and I made it happen. I told, right, I put the phone down, I said to my wife, that's told him. Now we're sorted. I just made myself into some demigod, some avodah zarah, where I think that I've now got power to rule over other people, to make things happen. Right? That's a really bad position to be in, to think that I created something.
You did create something.
What?
Negative.
Yeah, yeah, very negative. I've.
We were dealing with a contractor, and we thought we had a deadline to meet because we were moving from one place to another place, and we had to have our place ready. And so we kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Well, it turned out that he made a mistake in the sink, in the bathroom sink, and so now we're having to deal with that.
Right. So that's exactly what he's saying here: forcing the issue. Forcing the issue always backfires. Right? Because it's not what Hashem wants. And Hashem has to tell you or show you, or there has to be an unfortunate negative consequence of my action. It's not... Even if it looks like it works, it didn't work. I won the battle and lost the war.
How do you know when it's you or Hashem? Like, how do you know that? Should I be doing this? Or should I wait to see...
Exactly. That's what I said before. Three things: Torah, Tefillah, and Tzadikim. Either I know it from the Torah, It's what the Torah wants me to do. Or I'd know it from my prayers, my tefillah. Or if I still don't know, I go and ask someone. A tzaddik, someone who's not biased. I'm involved in this situation. I just want it done. I want to sort this out. So I need to ask someone who's external and who's got a... those are the things I need to do. Because I don't know. Well, it could be right now. I mean, obviously, Parnassus is important. Well, and I should wait. And I'm paying rent on this place while he's doing all this work. Right? And I'm apparently losing money. There's no such thing as losing money, because Hashem decides how much money he's taking off you and how much he's giving you. So, but let's say if I let's ignore Hashem for the moment, right, so to speak, if it's such a thing will pop up, and say, look, I'm losing money. Hashem doesn't want me to lose money, right? You can use just all sorts of justifications. Hashem wants me to get the thing going already. Hashem wants me to start it so I can get the parnassah flip, right? So a person can. Really, I'm then just using my Torah knowledge to fulfill my agenda. I want it done, and I'm going to find a Torah reason why it's okay to do it, why it's okay to push.
He might want me to make that extra phone call.
Why would he want me to do it? He might, but why would he want me to do that? He wants me to throw my weight around? I mean, it could be, but I have to answer the question.
To do one or two more things.
Why? For what? But it has to be a reason. Not just he wants me to lift this watch up and down five times and he's going to give it to me. He could, but there has to be a reason. It has to be a valid...
How could possibly know what the reason is?
No, but it has to be logic. Meaning, he can't want me to do something negative as my objective. Like, if I shout at someone, I could get this done. If I pick up the phone and give him a mouthful, I can for sure get it done. But it's not... Hashem doesn't want that... From my opinion, it's not something Hashem wants me to do. Because clearly, that's not a good action. He doesn't want me to do anything negative in order to achieve something positive. So, he might want me to strengthen myself. He might want me to do something. He might want me to go to the field and beg Hashem, I need this to open. Please help it happen. Make it happen, Hashem. You're the only one who can do it, Hashem. I trust you, right? He might want me to do that. Because that has positive prayer, emunah, wonderful stuff. But to want me to do something negative, to cut corners, to cheat someone, to lie, to shout at someone, to bribe, to threat, anything negative, it can't be that Hashem wants me to do any of those things.
You didn't mention that it had to be negative.
No, he didn't. But so that's my question. What is it exactly that Hashem wants me to do here?
That's my question.
So that's it. Because if I can't fit it into a mitzvah, then it can't be Hashem wants me to do anything negative. And if I can't find anything positive, then it can't. Then I haven't got anything to do. Like if I'm stuck right now and I can't do anything actually that's a mitzvah in this situation apart from get angry and shout and threat and bribe, so then there's nothing for me to do here.
Well, if it's contractors, you need to work with them as if they were family. If it's suppliers,
what does that mean?
That means it's like. Holding their hands while they're working.
Right, being nice to them.
Yeah.
Right, you've got to encourage them, compliment them. That's all good.
If it's dealing with suppliers, you're actually working with them to a point where they're almost like family or like an employee in a way, because you're working very closely with them. And it's like a chain between the supplier to you, the customer.
But what would you do when they? What happens? So it doesn't matter if they're an employee or they are family. It could be your brother, your son, your uncle who's doing the work for you. It doesn't matter. Point is, if he's not pulling, he's not doing what he said he was going to do. He's not. What do you do then? Still the problem. Still have the same problem.
You have to go back and talk to him.
Okay.
But putting yourself in their shoes.
Right, but the question is always here without forcing the issue. Without forcing the issue.
Exactly.
That's difficult. That's a chiddush. That's a piece of Torah learning. That's a piece of chasidut. That's a piece of working on our midot.
Because our inclination
that we have to fight against, the Yetzirah is, force the issue. Sort it out. Finish this. Get it right. That's the Yetzirah.
Because what's going to happen is, from personal experience, is that this is training you to be patient, because there could be times when you don't have customers for like half a day.
Right. And
what I had to do was simply, I asked my Rav, and he said, he handed me a Mishnah. He said, learn this.
Right. So part of it, for sure, is patience. Patience is very important. Right? Part of not forcing the hour is that we have to learn that Hashem is in control, and to learn patience. That Hashem will do what is good in His eyes, when it's good in His eyes. And I have to give myself over to Hashem, which is ridiculous because Hashem's in control anyway. But I have to take away the dimyonot, the imagination that I'm in control. I have to remove that imagination that I'm in control, because I'm not. I'm a pawn in a massive chess game that I'm being moved around by Hashem. And I'm a pawn that thinks is in control of my own moves. I'm in control of him. I can make the knight move and the bishop and the castle if I shout at him and I tell him what to do. I'm the pawn. Hashem is the chess master here, not me. And part of it is for me to understand that and accept that it's not in my control. Hashem, if you want this done, you want the Kavlan to finish, it's going to finish. And if not, it's not going to happen. Or it's going to happen when you want it. Now, I can speed it up. I can get it moving out through prayer. Prayer is my only real hishtadlut, my only real effort that is valid and valuable and important to make. Truth is, if I wanted to, I could have chosen not to have waited 4 months, and I could have gone out to the field and said, Hashem, get this done. Hashem, please, please, please. I'm relying on you, I'm counting on you, I need the money, whatever it is, whatever arguments I want to give to Hashem. I didn't. Truth is, because actually I didn't care. The reason why Hashem takes a person the way he wants to go. I actually didn't care. I have been waiting this long because I'm frankly very nervous about the whole thing opening up. I'm frankly very nervous about the whole thing being a complete failure. And all the other stuff that can go wrong. And I'm told it's going to take the time it takes, and I'm not pushing it. Right? Underneath, deep down. I'm not saying that to anyone. I'm not admitting it to a good foundation.
For
and that's emunah. Why it's taking a long time. Huh?
Hashem's forcing you to build your emunah.
Nahon. In that time, slowly. Everything has its own time. The reason why it needed to take 4 months is because I needed the 4 months. Hashem is doing it for me. Right? Everything that happens in my life is for me. So if there's a roadblock, it's for me. If there's something that stalls, it's for me, it's for my own good. Hashem knows what I need right now. He knows that right now, this needs to stall. Aye, but it's getting me all upset and agitated and right? Doesn't matter.
And we really...
Hashem knows that this is the best thing about me.
We haven't answered the question, though, how do we know if it's a roadblock?
We know through Torah, our prayers, and asking Tzadikim.
Right.
Those are the only ways you're going to know. And the main one is to turn to Hashem and ask Him. And I have patience. And until I know the answer, I shouldn't be forcing anything. Just, well, maybe it's good. On a maybe, shouldn't force anything on a maybe. Right? If I don't know, I need to go and ask. If I still don't know, it's better to do nothing and not wreck something than to, right? Hashem is going
to... You get a sign that says to move ahead. How do you know that that's from Hashem and not from the Yetzer?
It really depends what the sign is. But if there's no reason for you to suspect any problems, then you shouldn't question it at all, because Hashem is not out there to trip us up, right?
He
puts to stop us when we're going wrong, but not to trip us up. He doesn't like say this way and head towards a cliff. He does lead a person the way they want to go. So through a person's own stupidity, if a person wants to go and find drugs, so Hashem will let him find the drug dealer. And he can't say, well, Hashem, you let me find it. Right? If you didn't want me to take the drugs, you should have sent the policeman to take away the drug dealer or whatever. You should have. It's not, Hashem doesn't stop us the way we want to go. But if our intentions are good, then we shouldn't worry. We should move forward. Look for the signs. Hashem is there giving us plenty of signs, romantic hints, etc. On the, if it's good, if it's not good, it's going to work. and the obstacle comes too. Usually, my experience is like this. If something is wrong and it's a bad idea, you're going to get obstacles from the start. It's not going to start. You're not going to get anywhere. Right? Let's say, for example, I decide I want to build a, I want to start on a new career. But I can't get anywhere. I'm trying to get, and no one's taking my call. Can't get anywhere. So fine. My experience, like personal experience, that's a no-go. Forget it. But if I share, if I start a new project, and this is like, well, hey, this is going, wow, this is really going. And then I hit a roadblock, and then I hit another one, and then I hit another one, and we keep going. Right? Hashem already set me down on the path. Right? The thing went smoothly. Right? He said, Yofi, go for it. And now I started hitting obstacles. So fine. So now I need to work on my own, overcome them, and build them up. Right? That's my experience of hitting these issues. If it comes right at the beginning, it's not the right thing. Forget it. But if it comes down the track, I'm not saying that you should always take that as a good advice, but I think there's often some validity in that.